right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jawless.
And I'm Susan Pennybaker.
And this is
Middle Children.
Susan, how are you?
Who's Susan? I think you're hearing things.
Didn't you say Susan Pennybaker?
No.
Okay, I'm having a stroke. Should I leave?
And this is an example of gaslighting.
Ah, it felt so seamless, and yet something felt off in my world.
Yeah, I'm pretty
good at it.
I thought,
am I crazy? You're very good.
You know that I did used to gaslight my old boss?
No.
I didn't realize that's what I was doing. But if I like would forget to take a day off when I was managing the restaurant.
Yeah.
And I realized like a week ahead of time, I would be like, okay, and don't forget, you said that you would open for me on Monday. And he'd be like, did I say that? And I'm like, yes. And he'd be like, oh my God. Sorry, I'm always forgetting everything. I'm like, yeah, you are. You have to open.
That is funny.
And then it did get to the point where he's like, are you fucking lying to me? Because, and I was like, no.
That's not something I would do. Wow.
Anyway, my dog's sick.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so give us the deets.
So I guess I think he has kennel cough, which is like pretty run of the mill, but it sounds horrible because it's like, and it like goes on. But I called the vet this morning at like 8:30. I'm on the phone with the vet.
Yeah.
And I was like, my dog's like Otis Burns, whatever. And she was like, oh yeah, I'm like just reading your email now. He ate the whole avocado. And I was like, no. And she's like, wait, in the email. And I was like, no. And I was like, I'm supposed to have an appointment Monday for like just regular things, but I think I need to move it up because something's. And she was like,
yeah.
Is he not a 12-month-old mini golden doodle? And I was like, he is, but he's never had an avocado.
Yeah, no.
And she was like, okay, this is really weird. But whatever. So I guess there was another
Otis
who
ate an avocado.
Ate an avocado, who's the same type of dog as him.
Oh my God, that is scary.
And she could hear him coughing on the phone and she's like, yeah, let's get him in as soon as we can. So the appointment's at 12.
Oh my God. Okay.
But I think it'll be okay.
Poor baby. Of course it'll be okay. It's like kids at daycare. They're germs. They're germy. And they're bringing it home and they're getting sick. And I don't love it, but I feel like the word cough makes me feel okay.
Yeah, I think
it'll. Kennel cough? I don't know.
No, I think it'll be okay. I just like.
I think it's going
to
be great.
I feel that you have to like keep them away from other dogs for like weeks.
Contagious weeks, did you say?
That's what it said online, was 2 weeks.
Oh my God. Okay. That's a lot of bonding time.
He's going to fucking go absolutely crazy.
Yeah. He's going to be like, what did I do to deserve this?
It's going
to
be awful.
And the answer? Nobody really knows. I'm sorry to hear that.
He hasn't gone out yet this morning because I like opened the thing to let him out on the patio, but he's like holding out and waiting until I'll take him all the way outside.
Oh, he's a baby.
It did remind me of when I was in college and I went to the emergency room in Oneonta.
Yeah.
Because
absolutely.
I had a grotesquely infected finger. Was it my finger? Or my? I used to get like ingrown like nails and toenails all the time.
Oh my God.
And like I've had 3 ingrown toenail surgeries.
Stop.
And then one time my finger like blew up.
No.
It looked like a fucking lollipop. Like, it was crazy. And it hurt, like, so much. And I remember my finger, I remember going to, like, the on-campus one, because she was, like, disgusted. I remember the nurse being like, oh, my God. Suzette, get in here. She literally called other people in.
Back up.
Meanwhile, I'm like, isn't this like, it was like students at the college that were like,
oh,
and
she's
calling like, oh, hey, Pam. Pam's in my intro to sociology.
My biology class. How are ya?
But then one time I went in the emergency room in town, which is like really the town in Halloween, I'll say.
Hell yeah. And okay. So,
is it just me or do my lips look extra luscious today?
Okay. Yeah, they do. They always look luscious.
I just caught a glance of myself and I said,
the bottom lip is out there and it's pouting. I want to kiss those. I really do want to kiss those. That's gorgeous. Everybody, Chris's lips are looking plump.
If you were watching it on the
Patreon, you can see
how plump and kissable I'm looking today.
Back to your
Back
infected
to my
finger.
Infected toe. And so, whatever, I go through the whole thing. It's a mess, whatever. I'm like, they're like, okay, you just have to finish the paperwork with the woman. I'm like, okay. So then I like fill out all these paperwork. And then she's like, all right, she'll be right out. And I was like, who will be right out? Like, I'm done. This is like me. Yeah. And she's like, your girlfriend? And I was like, who are you talking about? I don't have a girlfriend. And I'm famously here very alone. Yeah. And she was like, your girlfriend who needed her stomach pumped? And I was like, I think there's been some kind of a confusion.
Did I fill out the wrong paper?
I literally I was like, I was here for my toe. And she was like,
yeah.
Oh. And I could see her and I was like, did I fill out all the wrong paperwork? And she was like, no, it's fine. Have a good day.
Yeah. My God, that's so funny. God. I hate, I'm like knocking. The only time I went to the hospital in college was when I got too drunk and was sent there. And woke up there. You know what? I got a phone call yesterday and I'm so angry because it was from, I just went to the doctor, which is like a big deal for me because I get really nervous to go. And I went and I did like shots. I did blood work. She was like, let's check for everything. I said, let's check.
I should do all of that.
Horrid. But, and then I get a phone call and they go, oh, we actually forgot one of the tests. So you have to come back in and get blood taken again, which I'm like, what? I feel like this is illegal.
Just run the same shit.
I already did it, which by the way, I have like, I get really scared with needles. So it was a big deal. A. B is they fucking, the next day I looked at my like elbow crease and maybe it was because it was in the crease. And this was right before bed, which isn't great, but I went, oh my God, there's a bubble in my vein. I'm going to die. And I was like, I'm going to die. This looks weird. I was like, this looks weird. This looks like it's like something bad's happening. Like it's puffy. I was like, oh my God, I'm dying. And thank God it was like 1 a.m. and Tim was awake because I said, I just want you to know I'm
probably going to die good in my night, sleep but tonight.
I'm probably going to die in my sleep tonight. He's like, take a picture, see how it looks in the morning, which I was like, so you're concerned. So you think I need to look at it in the morning. I'm just double checking. We're on the same page. You know what? Write this down. Write my will down. Like I was so freaked out and then everything was okay and now I have to go back. No,
what did they forget?
Oh, I don't even know. I haven't called back yet. I'm so angry and I'm so mad. I don't know what they forgot, but I also like, I feel like they weren't running beautifully just because like also when I got my blood taken I went to leave and I said, sorry, aren't I supposed to get a shot? And then they were like, oh yeah, okay, wait right in there. I'm like,
I hate that shit. I had a friend who got a call. Oh, it was like a family member, but like that okay. got a call that I heard because it was on like a voicemail.
Okay.
And I heard them be like, we found some unusual things in your test. So if you can give us a call back. And this was like, it was like a Friday and Christmas was on like Monday, so like they weren't going to be open until like Wednesday.
Oh,
and so they're calling and then they're like, something's wrong but we can't tell you yet, so call us. And I'm like, oh, before Christmas, it's a strength. So then finally after they're like, oh yeah, sorry, that was the wrong call, you're all good.
And you go, do they even think about what I don't know what's going on there?
Yeah, I'm gonna assume.
How could
not.
They do that? You know what else I saw? Okay, because I also had another physical. I had my gyno appointment the same day. Ooh, and I fun. Looked at the notes. I know. Did I? I looked at the notes, and one of the notes is about your appearance.
What?
It's like to see if you look depressed. Like literally, no. It was like appearance. Yes, it says appearance. And she said something that I was like, this is funny and sad, because she was like, it was pretty much like not bad. Like, I don't think she's depressed. And I was like, wait.
So you suck at your job.
I was like, I'm upset because, yeah, I didn't go in serving looks because I was like, I had a doctor day and I was scared and I just needed to like feel comfortable. But like, I'm really upset by the notes. I'm upset by the notes. I was like, I can't believe. And then you go, wow, I didn't even know doctor. Like, that's something that they write down and pay attention to, which is like interesting, you know?
Yeah. I don't like that.
To be like, she's disheveled. She's probably depressed. I'm like, whoa.
It's also like, if I had one bad day, now you're all going to think I'm a fucking, like, I'm coming in looking like shit.
Also, like, one time I looked cute going to it was when I had my colonoscopy or something, where I didn't even know it was like they, and I wore like a cute outfit with white pants. And then I realized like, oh, that this was the wrong day to wear white pants and no one told me. So
it
now I just show up to the doctor.
After Labor Day in your file.
It did. It's like, she's taking chances left and right. But I just like, I can't believe that's a part of the test. And I can't believe that I didn't serve a look that day. And I'm like disappointed.
Yeah.
But to have to take off all your clothes, which you do in both of them, they're like, take everything off.
I haven't been to a doctor in so long. I really should probably go. But I hate them.
I truly hate them. And I had to, the gyno one I had to go to because I had the colonoscopy. So they were like, keep an eye on this, come back in a year. And I was like, that scares me.
Are you
and so
to say
I am going to keep that. No, it sounds like that, but it's a different word.
Isn't a colostomy like the colostomy bag, like when they put a piss bag on you?
Here's what I guarantee you in this moment. I'm saying the word wrong. Okay. That's a promise. I'm dyslexic. I acknowledge that. I know it sounds like that. And everyone, there's actually a lot of nurses who listen. So everyone listening is screaming the right word. I try
colonic.
To get it. I don't know what. It's a colonic. I got a colonic, but
brothers.
So they were like, keep an eye on it. Then my gynecologist, they were like, your gynecologist actually doesn't work for us anymore. So I was like, oh, well, can I still get an appointment? She's like, everyone is booked. I'm like, wait.
Why'd you fire her then?
Wait. Yeah, what happened? Where is she going? Because I really liked her.
And it turns out she was not a doctor.
Yeah. And then my other doctor, my primary care doctor, she took a 2-month vacation.
To do?
They were like, your doctor's actually going to take a 2-month vacation. I said, what is happening? So then I had to go with another doctor who I love. This doctor I love. She was so funny and cool. And we had a hoot. But I said, this is a lot of changes. And now I am upset because I forgot the blood work. And I have to call back and figure out when I have to go back to get more blood work. And I don't like blood work.
I wish I could go for you.
I know. Maybe make your appointment and we can go at the same time.
I mean, just for that part, I don't want to know all the things that are killing me slowly. I also have to get health insurance first.
Are you kidding?
I haven't had health insurance in like well over a year.
What? You're kidding.
Why would I? No, I'm not kidding.
Are you just living on the actual edge
of glory?
But wait, I like you're.
I'm what?
I was going to say doing what you're successful. Oh. Why are you not paying for health insurance?
I just have to find it, the right kind. These kinds of things are like what ruins
are hard.
Me.
Do you want help? I'll help
well,
you.
Well, it's like I applied and then it was like, you have to call. And I was like, I have to talk to someone about this.
It's annoying.
But it's
and
important.
Sometimes I went somewhere and it is important. Because what if you just like, what if you even just twist your ankle?
Yeah, I know. There's been little scares where I'm like, oh,
okay.
No.
Yeah. So maybe we put this on the to-do list.
It is. I know. I need to get it by the end of this month. Because don't you have to?
I'm by the end of this month.
What company do you use? Oscar?
Metro Plus. I was on Oscar for a while, though. And then I was on what the other one
It's
was.
Also unbelievable how expensive it is.
Oh, I know. Especially as a freelancer.
Like, the cheapest I could find when I was looking was like $700 a month or something.
Yeah. Well, rest easy knowing that yours is actually lower than any woman.
Really?
In the bra, yeah, because they're like, well, you're pregnancy age, so That's an extra 200. It's like, what? I promise I won't be pregnant. They're like, no. But I promise. Yeah, my dad, like, I forget when I was like complaining to him about insurance, and he was like, Jesse, you better figure it out. Cause if you like, he's like, you could bankrupt this whole family. And I was like, okay. He's like, at least get catastrophic.
But be like,
and I was like, okay.
I'm like, why would it land on the family?
Because he's like, if you go into the hospital and then you need surgery, or like, I mean, it's not like I wouldn't call my dad being like, daddy.
The thing is, I'm like, they'll save your life and send the bill later if it's a
surgery. Of course he will. But that's the fear that my dad put in my veins.
I mean, the fear is in my veins, too. My parents are very responsible.
Responsible. Okay, so that's the next to do. And I actually think now is a good time because insurance is like happening. There are nurses and doctors screaming.
Well,
they're going, these two don't listen necessarily. I don't
know. I wish that we had universal health care. That would be nice.
Me too. I would love that. That would be nice.
It is insane. Let's do a Hallmark.
I'd like to escape this world if we could.
Plus, now I'm inspired.
Me too. Okay, start us off, bitch.
The Hallmark Movie of the Week.
A high-powered...
Yes.
...surgeon.
Oh!
Okay? She's walking in her heels with her white coat on... people are yelling, stat.
Yeah.
We need 500 cc's of O positive.
Code blue.
We need 100 cc's of B positive. And you're like, I'm already here.
And I'm feeling positive, baby.
Her name is Dr. Lorraine.
Oh.
Butt kiss.
How dare you? Very different than the It Takes Two butt kisses. As you remember, they had a lot of children. They were bad people.
Dr. Lorraine Butkus, and
yes,
she's world renowned.
Very good at surgery.
Plastic surgeon.
Ah.
She, remember the show, the famous Fox show, The Ugly Duckling? Or was it called The Swan?
The Swan. Absolutely, I remember The Swan. I remember watching and going, the good news is, if I don't become attractive,
I can kill
everyone
myself.
Will hate me. That's good.
The Swan, which was the show where people would go and have a makeover, but the makeover entailed extensive plastic surgery.
And by people, Chris does mean women. And normally women who were in like bad marriages where it was like, I'm just not attracted to her anymore. Like, and then it was like, I've got to save my marriage, save my family, and get a raise. You know, and this nose is the ticket.
But it wasn't just that. They would do like noses, cheekbones, fucking foreheads, face plants, tits, ass.
Yeah. Oh, the whole works. And then at the end, they're wearing like a dress and it's like their hair is completely different. And then they're like, look, you're beautiful. And then they would show the before and after and all the things they did.
This was in 2004.
Okay. I did think it was like way longer ago. That's upsetting.
This is insane.
It's like, right. It's a parody. We were in a parody of ourselves.
I forgot
those
there was couples.
That's right.
Or like that. It was.
Yeah, they did do men.
Oh my God. It's so devastating.
It really is.
And then they
upsetting.
Had a pageant, the Swan pageant.
Oh yeah.
Why was it even called this?
Because they all competed against each other and then someone won.
So not only do they all have to get surgery, they then immediately had to compete against each other.
Based on their physical looks, and then 90% of them lose immediately. They go, it's rough. It's just you, I'd love to do a Where Are They Now, an Oprah special, where it's like, The Swan, one of the worst reality shows for anyone's mental health. We're going to go see how those women are holding up now. Gail?
Look at this picture.
Share.
Okay, wait, I'm putting it in the chat. So. It is a picture. It's the woman is wearing in the after picture, like a glamorous black, like silk outfit, low cut, her hair's done. In the before picture, she's in a baggy sweatshirt and ill-fitting pants.
And that's when you go, is it literally just the outfit? Like, she was adorable. Now you can just see her cute little figure.
I'm like,
I like the ones where, like, it was more, and by I like the ones, I mean, I'm thinking of the ones, the problematic ones, where it was like chin implant. Like, the people looked vastly different before and after.
Yeah.
And I know I'm not the only one who used to watch Grey's Anatomy and other shows where they would say, plastic surgeons say, sometimes people have, like, mental breakdowns when they don't recognize themselves.
I have a mental breakdown every time I look in the fucking mirror. So,
yeah, with those lips.
And I say that, and I say, I have a mental breakdown every time I look in the fucking mirror. And you're like, oh, I hear Dr. Persimmons in the hall.
There he comes,
and
Simmons.
You come out, and I'm screaming at the floor of nurses.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I'm like,
and you're like, I walk ahead or walk behind, but do not walk to my side. You are not my equal.
You stupid bitch. And I shove one of them into the locker.
Absolutely. I'll take over. Okay. So he's screaming, he's shoving someone in the locker, and I go, oh, that's my, that's our co-surgeon. And you come in, you go, ugh, God, what is this place run by animals? I'm sorry. How are you, sweetie? Is the nose and the chin? I go, this is her eyes. And you go, okay, well, we can
nose
do other work
maybe
later.
Next time.
Exactly. Maybe next time.
Or we are like, going to be in there. What's the point of incising twice?
That's the thing. And once you're out, and we can get a lot done. And she's like, well, I didn't really think I had to fix your chin. And you said, can I level it with you? Can I tell you something from the bottom of my heart? I walked in here. I said, where's the chin on that woman? Okay. And then I said, what if I could make a chin?
I just
out
start
of her
frantically looking under cab, under cushions and things.
I go, maybe they took it out and forgot to put it in. Cynthia?
I see.
Where's that idiot
yeah,
nurse?
I go, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I have been looking for your chin.
I've been looking for your chin. And she's crying. And you go, now we're ready for surgery. And I go, he likes to set a different tone than me. But you know what? It's a tone nonetheless. And sometimes having a struggle like that does help people wake up from anesthesia. So it's science. It's backed by science.
Which is important.
Which is so, so, so important. So we see the surgery. You and I are artists. We are cutting. We are sewing. We are, you know, it's not graphic, but you can see that the precision that we have, the way that I've had 4 cups of coffee, not in my hands. Those things are steady, baby. Steady and focused.
I start every morning with a bag of cocaine, and you would never know.
Yeah, so we're good. We're very good. We patch her up. She wakes up. She's so thrilled. And we meet her husband, who's in the room. And he goes, thank you so much for fixing my wife's eyes. What was happening? And we go, it's not a problem. We're just so happy that she's recovering and things went well. And he said, I would like to talk to you both about something, a somewhat of a proposal. Sorry.
We did surgically make sure your wife will never close her eyes again because that was the problem, right?
He's kidding. He's got a sick sense of
humor.
I'm
totally kidding. Pull the thread.
Pull the thread. He's like, do you guys do private work?
We're not strippers. What's your name, sir?
I am.
You are?
Philip.
Wasting my time. What is your name?
Philip.
Philip Google.
Seymour Kaufman.
Philip Seymour Kaufman?
Yes.
Wow.
The Kaufman dynasty.
Why does that sound familiar?
Well, because it's the dynasty. I am one of the first practitioners who started so there are a lot of animals out there that know. It's that there is a orphanage and we help with children who are born with in orphanages that are born with some sort of abnormality.
Okay.
And so we look for doctors who are proficient, who can give back a little bit of time so that we can get these kids on the right track.
I might say Doctors Without Borders.
Some would say that, although it is within the borders.
Interesting. What are you asking us for?
Yeah. Well, so what I'm asking you for is there is an orphanage that opened up right outside of Vermont, and it is a gorgeous little orphanage, but
most of them are.
Well, this is right outside of Christmastown.
Wow. Does Christmastown have a lot of orphans?
Sadly, it does. And
put them
so,
to work, right? At the North Pole. Get it?
They have a yearly elf march, which is part of the...
They march the orphans around the town dressed as elves?
In order to get them adopted.
Does it work?
Sometimes.
Seems like something they would do with dogs in Union Square.
Yeah, it's... Well... I think that
what's the ask here, sir?
I think the ask is, could you go to the orphanage and help us get ready for the Christmas
You want parade? Us to perform plastic surgery on orphans at Christmas time in order to get them adopted? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm saying.
How much?
Whatever you're getting paid now, double it.
Okay, quick question.
Yeah.
Why are you doing this? If you have so much money, I mean, it seems as though you could probably get these kids adopted.
Well, I was adopted. And I had a...
Bitch of a time.
I had a massive lump on my forehead.
Oh my God, it's still there. I can see it.
Well, it's small. It's, well, and it's a part of me.
It looks like a horn.
And, okay. Well, it just got me thinking, and I want to give back, and I want to, I've never seen surgeons with this much skill, and I like to give back around Christmas time. So that's why I'm thinking I can pay you guys to go down there, do this, and then bada bing, bada boom, we've got kids.
I think, let me talk to Dr. Buttkiss. Dr. Buttkiss.
Yeah.
This guy wants us to fix some ugly kids or something in Vermont.
How much?
How much are you getting paid right now?
Like $320,000 a year.
I'm getting paid. Wait, you said 320?
Yeah.
So wait, 320,000 times 0.70. Okay, I'm just making sure I'm getting paid 30% more than you, like every other man at the hospital.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah. Is it true?
Pretty close. Okay. So
I'd like it to be equal salaries if we could.
Oh my God. Here we go with the feminism. And he's like, okay, fine. I'm also a feminist. I believe in equality among men and women. So I'm going to go ahead and pay you guys equal.
Really big of you.
And Cynthia starts getting excited too. And I'm like, Cynthia, you're a nurse. You're not going to get paid a doctor's salary.
You're not coming. No.
And she's like, but I'm the one that actually does everything. And I'm like, no one asked.
No one asked you.
Wasn't it?
Okay.
It's Nurses Appreciation Month. And you know what? We got you a bag of mandarin oranges.
And the fact that you didn't get us anything is rude. Because the way that gifts work is it's two ways.
She's
everybody
like,
knows
but it was
that.
Nurse's appreciation. And I'm like, yeah, the nurse appreciate the
right.
doctor is what I thought it was.
That's what I thought it was, too. It's like, God, you know, bite the hand that feeds you. Why would you do that?
I mean, and she's like, remember when I did get my hand bit and you guys still made me glove up and come in and do? And I'm like, yeah, that's why we have gloves. I don't understand.
Why is she talking?
And he's like, okay, I have my own nurses. We can leave this sad sack behind.
Okay, good idea.
And so we go.
We go.
He rushes us there in his limousine.
Oh, I love that.
And... when we get there, yeah. I'm looking and I'm like, what is this place? We get to the orphanage and it is stunning.
It actually is really stunning.
But there's no kids.
Wait, where are the kids?
Not as far as the eye can see. I don't see a child.
Huh.
And so I say, Holiday Hoobie Weddy?
Yeah, exactly.
Where are the kids? And he's like, okay, I have something to tell you.
I go, we're getting kidnapped. I knew it.
And I'm like, oh my God, this is another black market long thing. Remember?
Here we go. Please do not say we did this.
But we will. But the price is
we
going
will
up.
Do it. Yeah, let's do
and
it. Who's
like,
our victim?
I am a lawyer.
Oh.
I am a lawyer, and I am here to execute the will of Mr. and Mrs. Hercules Whobodies.
Oh, wow.
And we're like, who the fuck are Hercules Whobody?
I've never, yeah.
And he's like, do you not remember a woman that came in and she was crashing? She almost died. This was 10 years ago. She was an elderly woman. And a lot of hospitals turned her away because they said, you're already so old.
Yeah.
There's no point in doing this surgery to save. Well, you two did it. I'm like, well, we've always been careless. We'll do whatever for a buck. And he's like, and you gave her 10 more glorious years where she met the love of her life. And the thing is, she's a psychic, was a psychic. And she could tell that neither of you had love. No one loved you and you didn't love anybody. There wasn't an ounce of love in there.
No.
And we're like, well, sounds right.
Okay. Yeah, it does.
And then they're like, and so she left this building, this giant inn.
Okay.
To you both. 50-50.
Oh my God.
And you're tasked to have a Christmas Eve party. And then if you still don't want it and run this in,
okay,
by Christmas Day, then you're free to sell it and take all that you want.
Oh, great.
And I'm like, okay, this is fucking dumb as fuck. Let's put it up for sale.
Right. Like now.
And get as much as we can. And he's like, okay, fine. But you have to go down to the notary to get it notarized.
Oh, sure.
And I'm like, okay. And he's like, I was like, I can go on and do that. And you're like, okay, I'll go and start fixing up the patches. I'll get a contractor. And he's like, to fix up the patches.
Good idea.
And so we split. You walk in, you're hiring contractors. And
yeah,
the first man you meet with, you say,
good morrow to you.
Did you have a surgery? You ask him, do you have any plastic surgery? No. And he says, no, why? And you're like, well, because I've never seen someone so tall that didn't have a height surgery, which is something we do. We cut your legs, put in a stick.
I know.
And then put them back.
And I also say that jaw is good.
And he's like,
good jaw.
No plastic surgery, just some good old home eating.
Wow.
And you're like, I haven't eaten solid food in 6 weeks. And you're like, okay, I'm selling this old bag of bones' house. And it really means a lot that we get a lot of money because the house means nothing to me. And he's like, old lady Willoughby was so sweet and lovely.
Sure.
And God, you remind me of her because you're both so naturally have a glow, beautiful glow. And you're getting a little flustered. You think, good thing I had my sweat gland surgically removed because I'd be getting nervous.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's like, I don't meet a lot of beautiful women, smart women, especially.
Wow.
Like, I love a woman who knows biology.
That's it. That doesn't happen a lot.
And he's like, what's your favorite element on the periodic table?
The iron, without question.
Wow. That's mine too.
Wow. Because
you get it from eating steak.
Steak, yeah.
I love steak.
Me too.
What's your favorite kind of steak? One, two.
Two, three.
Hanger.
Sirloin.
Which is
hanger.
Good because we can both, well, listen to me thinking ahead, but.
Oh, yeah, like splitting steaks or something?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't split a steak with anyone in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Sorry, so.
I forgot what this meeting was about.
Oh, contract. We're going to fix up the
contract
house.
Fixing. And, you know, we're feeding everyone who works on the house. So you can expect steak, you know, tonight or something. Or, I don't know. Actually, it could be. It's catered. I'm not even actually. It might be a provider or bring your own. I'm not positive.
And then we cut to me at the notary's office.
Okay, great.
Hi, I need to get this notarized.
Oh, well, then you're in the right place.
Okay, great.
Okay, what's your ish?
I need to get this notarized.
Okay, I was just trying to be funny. I was just kind of being funny.
Were you making fun of me for being gay? That's kind of what it felt like. It's like you were doing a character of a gay guy who's always mean.
No, I just am a gay guy that's always mean.
Well, that's going to end this right here. Okay, please go ahead. So I need this notarized so I can sell.
Okay, let me get our notarist. And
what are you? You're just the receptionist here.
Yeah, do you have a problem?
Yeah.
Okay, well...
Why does a notary have a fucking receptionist in a town this small? It seems...
Because he's the best notarist far and wide. His penmanship is unparalleled.
I don't even think that involves penmanship. You just stamp the thing, right?
For you.
Not
he
for me.
He signs everyone
every
personally.
Notary.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were a notarist.
I'm about to be a motorist when I'm going to drive my car through this fucking place if you don't sign the goddamn paper.
And then all of a sudden this guy comes out and he's like, what's going on?
I'm like, this little twink of a bitch is trying to tell me that you won't notarize my documents because what? Because what? What twink? Tell me.
And the guy is like, you know what? Why don't you take five, Sursel?
I would love to take five. I haven't had a chocolate bar in forever.
And he goes, he meant me.
What is his
and then the guy. Problem? The guy says, I'm sorry. That's my moody receptionist. I just find joy in people who are snarky.
That's why I don't hire gays.
That's why I don't hire gays?
I don't hire gays.
Oh.
Sorry. I'm a world-renowned plastic surgeon. You might have heard of me.
Dr.
Peabody?
Peabody. I don't think I have heard of you, but that's fine. Okay, so... Yeah, my reception is snarky. I find joy in snarky people. I can sign that for you. May I ask, are you new to town? I haven't seen you around. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me really quickly stand, if I may.
Please.
Because he was sort of, he wheeled in and he stands.
He wheeled in?
Yeah, he wheeled.
He's in a like, wheelchair?
From a chair. No, he just from his chair. He like kind of slid in on a wheelie chair.
And I said, oh, please.
He stands. Yeah, so he stands and he's all of a sudden it's like the room gets dim. You know what I mean? Because he has those lights that kind of like drop down. And so and it's going back and forth because of all the rubble. And so it's like the shadow cascades, if you will. And this man is tall. This man is like this is Vermont. So the ceilings aren't too high, if you know what I'm saying. Well, upper Vermont, the upper part, kind of near Christmastown.
Huh.
So. Yeah, the ceilings normally in around there are like 6'8".
It really depends on how It depends on the wood.
It does depend on the wood and the door frames.
But is it a cherry?
It's a cherry, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So if I were a betting woman.
Which you are, because she's addicted to gambling.
I love to gamble. I would say shy of 6'3".
Whoa.
But heavy on 6'2".
Okay.
So but split the difference.
6'2" and a half.
Exactly.
He's tall.
And he's like, he's very tall. And so he's like, I'm happy to help. How can I help?
I need this document notarized. What do you mean? How can you help? I'm so confused by the lack of ability in this office.
He's like, oh my God, I didn't know plastic surgeons were so uptight.
I didn't tell you I was a plastic surgeon.
Yes, you did. You said you were a renowned plastic surgeon. Oh. Have I heard of you?
Damn.
That was your opening.
Sorry, I thought maybe you had heard of me. I'm sorry.
And then he's like, what do you need me to sign? And you're sitting, so he's kind of like leaning over you. You know what I mean? Behind you.
Like a teacher in school.
And he's like a teacher in school, but like in a really kind of sexy way. And he's like, how can I help? And so he starts signing things. You start pointing, he starts signing and initialing and signing. He goes, there you go.
Thank you.
Before you go, how long are you in town for?
Well, it depends. You see, an old lady left this house that we thought was an orphanage to me and my coworker. And we thought that we were going to help some elves get adopted by local townspeople for an exorbitant amount of money. But instead, an old lady who we gave a stunning nose job to, she couldn't breathe, decided to go ahead and leave us her house. So as soon as we either sell it or turn it into a running successful inn, I'll be here. Does that answer your question, you stupid little bitch?
And he's like, damn. Okay, well, what are you doing for dinner tonight?
I don't know. I was thinking of wrapping my lips around a revolver. What are you having for dinner?
Well, I don't know what I'm having, but I'd love to be sitting across the table from you.
Why? What part of me has become attractive to you, sir? I'm giving you every bad thing I can.
I know, but I like a challenge, and I think snarky's really funny.
Who's being snarky? I'm just a cunt.
See? I love it.
And I laugh. I'm like, not a lot of people can keep up with the big dogs.
Yeah.
And I'm a Great Dane, sir.
Well, who let the dogs
until
out?
Until you get where it counts. Then it's more average.
A poodle. Well, I'll be excited to explore that region.
Wait,
I'm
sorry. Are you a homosexual?
Yes.
So you, a homosexual, hired an assistant who's a homosexual.
I did.
You're fucking your assistant.
No.
That's weird. That's how I always thought it would be.
No, he's a little twink, and I don't like that. So, but he, I like to hire. Exactly. But I like to hire gays because I just think
equal
they make
rights.
An office more fun.
I try to pay women rights. The same as I pay myself. Yeah.
Exactly. It's the small things, you know? It really is. So should I pick you up around 7?
Yeah, I'm staying at the old shithole inn down the block that looks like an orphanage.
I got that.
All right. See you at 7, freak.
Okay, loser. See you then.
Wow.
What?
That was rude.
Yeah.
And then I say, don't try to keep up with me. And then I go back. I walk in and I'm like, how am I going to tell Dr. Buckkiss that I've met someone and I'm nervous. But that's when I walk in and I hear the sounds of melodious voices talking. There's a crackling fireplace.
Oh my God.
And you look like a different person. Your hair is down. You're wearing a sweater, some jeans.
Oh my God.
A nice heavy pair of socks, almost wool, if you will.
Yeah.
And
I
you're
love that.
Curled up and you're
reading,
flipping through a book with the contractor.
Oh.
And I'm like, hello, you two. I thought the house would be leveled by now. What's going on?
And I'm like, Frank and I were just going over his layout plans. And
we're selling the house. What do you mean layout plans? Are you having second thoughts? Well,
no, of course not. He was just like giving me ideas on how we could kind of flip it and make even more money. And I was like, well, that's a good idea.
That's going to take forever. Are you ready to move into this podunk town?
No, of course not.
We have a brain replacement surgery on Monday morning.
I know that. And I'm actually very excited.
You know who's not? Cynthia. She's not ready to switch her brain out. But
well, she has to be the test subject. That's what nurses do.
I said, you should feel sorry for the person getting your brain, not the one that, you know?
Exactly. Yes. So yeah, we're just going over some plans and stuff. And I don't know, later on we were going to like just sort of
what?
Hang out. Just
you should hang out. I'll find something else to do.
Oh, are you sure? I didn't want to. I mean, unless you want to join, but then it felt
no,
like.
I'll be good. And I'm going to go.
Are you good?
Yeah. Okay. I was thinking about changing, reading also. I was going to probably stay in my room and read.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, that is what we were going to do. So good.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Cool.
Goodbye.
And then we immediately cut into two very fast-paced montages of us nervous, getting ready, but almost bumping into each other, but not bumping into each other.
Exactly.
On opposite sides of the wall, we're both looking in our
it's
mirrors.
It's a split
doing
screen. Yeah, I
exactly.
love that. Okay, great.
Split screen. We get picked up.
It's the beginning of a Mary Kay and Ashley movie.
Exactly.
Obsessed. Yes.
We see us on the dates. Things are going very well.
Yes.
We're, you know.
Live, laugh, loving.
Then we're still in the split screen, okay? and we see, we don't see them, we just see us right now, but it's our side of the conversation. And then we lean in to kiss, and it looks like we're kissing each other, but it's like the split screen.
Right, it's the split screen. We're actually kissing really attractive tall men at the same time. And that's rare to do.
And then it's us sitting at breakfast the next morning.
Perfect.
And I'm like, you look, we look completely different. We look
happy, lighter, light,
beautiful. Our hair, I'm like, is your hair lighter?
It's lighter and it's longer and it's thicker and it's healthier. How's it is bouncier that weird? And
thicker at the same time? It's amazing.
I don't know. It's very odd. I just feel like alive, if that makes sense.
Is it just me or does my skin look better than ever?
I was going to say,
I didn't even do glowing. Botox this morning. I usually do Botox every morning.
I know. That's your morning routine.
Yeah. No Botox. I just had a cup of OJ.
Oh, my God. Not even coffee or cocaine?
No. Oh, my God. I didn't even think about it. I didn't do my Coke this morning.
I'm like, maybe it's the Vermont air?
Maybe.
Also, I had sex last
night. I got drilled like it was nobody's business. I can't even walk. I had to use that. I had to use someone else's wheelchair to come down this morning.
I thought I heard someone sliding down the banister.
That was me and my limp legs.
And I'm like, I'm going to say something that's really kind of wild and crazy.
We should quit being doctors and turn this into an inn and end up marrying these men.
Yes.
Okay. I was kidding when I said it, but I was kind of saying it to gauge if you would say it.
Oh, I think I said it. And I kind of think that.
And can I be honest about something?
Please.
I fucking hate science.
Can I say something? I find people in their bodies just kind of gross.
I had a hell. It's disgusting. Blood makes me sick. I don't. That's why I have to do all the cocaine really every morning. Because if me I don't, I'll pass out.
Honestly, I've always said, people go, how do you stay so fit? I go, well, try feeling sick all day looking at blood and you won't want to eat
whenever
either. How about
I have
that?
A pregnant patient, I'm like, I know how you feel because it's all I feel.
Exactly. So. Wow. I think we stay and maybe we wed. I don't know.
Let's just stay for a couple days and see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
And then as we say that, we cheers our coffee mugs. We pull away from the coffee mugs 1 year later.
Yep. The inn looks stunning.
Stunning. The mugs are now even more beautiful.
Yeah, which is rare.
And we talk differently.
We're different people. You wouldn't recognize us.
I'm like, thank you, sweetie.
I know. I'm like, hi, John. Hi, Phyllis. How are you?
And I'm,
how's that hip doing?
I'm like, are you kidding okay. me? John and Phyllis were here and they didn't even come and say hi. Hi, John.
You're in trouble. You're in trouble.
We're going to lock you up.
Yeah, I am. And I'm going to keep that key.
And then we're having a good time.
Yeah.
The men are there.
Yeah.
We're not married yet, but
it's looking
we don't want
good.
It to be too obvious. And then... Well, you know, somebody passes out, okay? And there's a woman okay. and she yells, oh my God, is anybody here a doctor? And we both look at each other, look back at the camera, and we go, no.
No. And it's called
Doctors Doctor. With Borders.
I love it. That's a good series. I want to see the doctors traveling around not being doctors, but having that edge. You know what I mean?
The ending is so funny to me.
It is so funny. I love a wink at the camera, break
the
fourth wall.
While the guy is like convulsing on the bed.
Yeah. You guys, that was so fun. We love that. If you're obsessed with the show, you know what to do. Join the Facebook group. Stuck in the Middle. Join the Patreon, Middle Children.
Patreon.com/Middle Children.
If you've never heard us high and do a Hallmark, that's on you.
That's on you. So imagine this, just high. But until next time.
Yes.
Live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.